The Irish in Celtic Music Podcast, show number 504. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. We kicked off the show with Clover's Revenge. That was Old Hag and Denny Delaney from Truant and Absolution. Next up is Tear with Shannon Frisk Arrival from their album Estrin. Thank you.
was in the town of St. John's, that's where I chanced to dwell. One night while I was playing in a pub you all know well, I met a girl from Carbonear who said she'd like to dance. If I knew just what to do, then maybe I'd have a chance. I asked if she was partial to the jigs or to the reels. What was her particular fancy for kicking up her heels? Said she was fond of the melody and the singing of the note, but her particular fancy was the rhythm of the goat. Ratatatilia diddly and me ratatatilia da. For a particular tune that she might like to hear, I'd play it on the mandolin, the banjo or me guitar, play it on the whistle or on me fiddle note for note, but all she said she wanted to hear was the rhythm of the goat. With a ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da, me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da. I thought I knew just what to do, so then I turned to she. With a diddle-um this one, diddle-um that one, diddle-um, diddle-um me. With a whack for Tura-Lura and the story of Lukey's boat, but still she said she wanted to hear the rhythm of the goat. With a ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da, me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da. Well, I then picked up the baron and I began to play a song I knew when I was young out in Conception Bay. Well, her feet, they hardly touched the floor, I knew I had her vote, 'cause I was finally playing the rhythm of the goat. With a ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da, me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratata with me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da, me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratata with me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da, me ratatatilia-diddly and me ratatatilia-da.
After Tare was Caroline Bennett with Agrian from Brie. Then came Graham Dunne and Neve Parsons with the Monaghan Jig from Kind Providence. And finally, Ira with Rhythm of the Goat and Breakwater Boys Breakdown from their self-titled album. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Beth commented on Patreon, this was an incredible episode. Thank you so much and congrats on 500 episodes. Rebecca Loomis emailed a photo. Hello, Mark. Thank you for your wonderful podcast. It is such a gem. I play the violin and have loved Celtic music since I was a child. I'm loving learning about a lot of different artists and hope to grow my Celtic music collection with recommendations from your show. I do bow rehairs for stringed instrument bows and like listening to your podcast while I work. Thank you so much for that picture, Rebecca. And I'm glad you're finding a whole bunch of new and interesting artists for your Celtic music collection. It is definitely a delight to find all this new music and being able to share it. So I'm glad you're enjoying that too. Gerald Reynolds emailed, "Hey Mark, congrats on the 500th episode. I highly enjoy the podcast. One of my ancestral lines is Irish, so Irish music has a special place in my heart. And the fact that I've been to Scotland makes it even more special. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for instrumental Irish harp artists that specialize in jigs and reels. Sláinte." Thank you so much, Brian. Doc Grouser is the first one who comes to my mind, but I have noticed that there are a lot of harpers being played in some of the bands that are in the recent episodes of the podcast, so I think that might be a good place to start. Brian McReynolds emailed a photo. "Congrats on show 500. I have loved listening to your podcast since the first year. Today, I hiked up Badger Mountain here in Washington State. Here is a panoramic of some of the view this morning. Finally, happy birthday." Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it. Yes, St. Patrick's Day was my birthday. And it was a spectacular birthday, if I didn't say so already. It's just magical. So I thank everyone who sent in some birthday greetings and congratulations as well. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Bill Mullen with Scots Wha Hae from his album, The Beginning.
Scots Wha Hae, wi Wallace bled, Scots from Bruce has oft times led. Welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Oh, now's the day and now's the hour. See the front of battle lour, see approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. Oh, wha would be a traitor knave? Wha would fill a coward's grave? Wha say bases be a slave? Let him turn and flee. Oh, wha for Scotland's king and lord? Freedom's sword would strongly draw. Free man stand or free man fall, let him follow me. Woes and pains, by your sons and servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but we shall be free. Oh, lay the proud youths up below, tyrants fall with every foe, liberties in every blow, let us do our deed. Scots Wha Hae, wi Wallace bled, Scots from Bruce has oft times led. Welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Oh, now's the day and now's the hour. See the front of battle lour, see approach proud Edward's powers, chains and slavery. Oh, lay the proud youths up below, tyrants fall with every foe. Liberties in every blow, let us do our deed. Thank you.
and never just went for the work. To avoid shame from the family name, I left the sweet County Cork. But the burden I bear is too nasty and rare for to take it until to the grave. Even though I'm misfit, well, I have to admit and confess my poor soul for to save. I'm not into gambling, nor roving or rambling, I'm no fornicator for sure. No, my sin is much greater, they will call me a traitor. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. No Middleton, Teeling or Tullamore Dew, no Paddy Kilbeggan, no James too. But Tuchinell, West Cork or Bushmills for sure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. By a red breast, it's nature I will not explain. And I'm not beguiled by joy swift or wild, righteous tears on me are shed in vain. I sure have no thought for what Brian Boru fought for, no Kelbrew, Collins and friends. Go Telf and Macomhill, I don't like no pots still, no malts and no grains and no blends. And I'm that queer, also towards beer, a fine stout is to me no allure. I betray the green hills for a flat German pills. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. No Middleton, Teeling or Tullamore Dew, no Paddy Kilbeggan, no Jameson too, no Tuchinell, West Cork or Bushmills for sure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. Irishman that doesn't like the pure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. No Middleton, Teeling or Tullamore Dew, no Paddy Kilbeggan, no Jameson too, no Tuchinell, West Cork or Bushmills for sure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure. I'm the Irishman that doesn't like the pure.
Thank you. As I was walking all alone, I heard twa corbies mocking mean. The tenantie, the tither did say, oh, where's we gangin' down the day, oh, where's we gangin' down the day? It's in a hint yon old fell dyke, I what there lies on new slain night. Nobody kens that he lies there, oh, but his hawk and his hound and his lady fair, oh, his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hawk is tae the hunting gain, his hound tae bring the wildfowl him. His lady's ta'en another maid, oh, so we ma makkort in her swaid, oh, so we ma makkort in her swaid. White horse been, and I'll pike out his bonny blue wing. With many a lock o' his golden hair, oh, wealthy cornice one it grows bare, oh, wealthy cornice one it grows bare. Many a ain for him mocks men, but nane soul ken where he is gane. And are his bonds when they lie bare, oh, the winds will blow forever mair, oh, the winds will blow forever mair.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Roy, and that was how they captured him.
After Bill Mullen came Tiffany Schaefer with The Rights of Man from Tara's Halls. I know she plays harp, Jared. Then came the Munster Men with The Irishman That Doesn't Light the Pure from Tasting the Waters. Tapestry was after that with Give Me Your Hand from a single. And Liesl Wilson with Twa Corbies from The Path. And finally, the High Kings with Wild Colonial Boy from their album Home From Home. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, Rex, Domenico, Carol, Rachel, Ita, and James. Thank y'all so much for supporting this podcast. We had a lot of new patrons that came in March, and I am super grateful for all of your support. I hope you're, whether you're a new person or been with me for 16 years. Thank you. Thank you so much. You can also travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Finally, I want to let you know that Kif Brewer told a story about Tartan Day at the beginning of this month. It's on the latest Pub Songs and Stories podcast, my other podcast, which features behind-the-scenes moments from musicians, many of whom you'll hear on this podcast. I am expanding that show, and I have an episode coming out that's going to highlight Heather Dale and Jesse Ferguson. If you're a Celtic musician and interested in telling a story, drop me a line. Kif Brewer is from Barley Juice, and so let's play some Barley Juice. This is from their album, The Old Speakeasy, Rose of Garden City.
Dear Mr. Thomas Cavanaugh of Cambridge Avenue, this letter hopes that good health and good fortune favors you. I chance to meet your daughter there, quite fetching and so kind.
gates, I'm going down to St. James's Gate. See my baby there. She stretched down in a long, dark deep. So sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she will search the whole world over, but you never find another like me. Hey.
Thank you.
I'll find my own home that I can call my own in America. I'll live and die free where I can just be in America. From the tops of the Rockies into Boston Bay, from way down in Dixie to California, where the skies are as big as my heart when I am home. I can work for my pay and make my own way in America. I can travel this land or take my own stand in America. From the Great Blue Ridge Mountains to the Oklahoma skies, I love Virginia, pretty Georgia, and sweet Caroline, where the skies are as big as my heart when I am home.
Hila to boya, get gone, let come. Wexford. Black were the chains and Father Murphy bound. Red was the color of the yeomen butchers. This is holy ground. Green were the valleys stolen from our fathers. Black were the praties rotten in the ground. Blue was the ocean rolling out to freedom. Now tell me, errant children, where can you be found? Earth out to Canberra, all across Australia. Find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. Quebec to Victoria, north in Canada. That's where you find the wild shamrocks grow. Flag flying over Dublin. Black were the coffins lowered in the ground. White were the lilies on that Easter morning. Now tell me, errant children, where can you be found? The root of Argentina, down in South America. You'll find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. New York to California, all across America. That's where you find the wild shamrocks grow. All the colors fade with time. Even the songs, they lose their rhyme. But the stories must pass down. So we better pass them on, or soon they will be gone. Left there with them in the ground. Earth out to Canberra, all across Australia. You find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. Quebec to Victoria, north in Canada. That's where you find the wild shamrocks grow. Around the road from Mallow. Black was the day they shot McCollins down. Red is the flame that burns for Ireland's freedom. Now tell me, errant children, where can you be found? Down in Tasmania, up in Canada. You'll find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. Down in Australia, up in America. That's where you find the wild shamrocks grow.
After Barley Juice came the Guinness Brothers with St. James Gate from You Crack Me Up. Crack with a A-I-C, of course. Nick Metcalf was after that with Farewell to Chernobyl, featuring Katrina Loggin from his album Out of the Ashes. Then Jeff Blaney with When I Am Home in America from his album Exodus. The Aerialists were after that with Anguilla Duve Kier Duve. That is from their album, Dear Sienna. And finally, we finish up with Turf Fire Liars with Where the Shamrocks Grow from their album, Long Memories, Short Fuses. This is an Irish folk rock group comprised of a bunch of Irish musicians from around the United States. And they are giving the money they make from downloads to UNHCR, an agency dedicated to helping the millions of worldwide refugees currently displaced from their native lands. You can find out more about them at Turf Fire Liars. And of course, if you go to their website, you will find lots of options for streaming and downloading music on wherever throughout the internet worlds. So go check that out. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on streaming, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every week, you get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. I hope you had a fun time. If you did, head on over to KilticMusicPodcast.com, and I'd love it if you'd sign up to our mailing list. But thank you so much for being here and listening and enjoying all this great music with me each and every week. We're going to finish up once again with Amelia Hogan. This is All the Birds Did Sing from her new album, Dispossessed. And I hope you enjoy it and have a great week. I'll be back next week with an instrumental show. Sláinte.
As I went out walking, one pleasant summer's morn, one pleasant summer's morn, I met a bonny lassie as she passed by my side, and all the birds did sing their praise of mine and me. All the roses in the hedges, they bloom both red and white, they bloom both red and white. They lend their glorious fragrance when she passed by their side, and all the birds did sing their praise of mine and me. Oh, tell me, beauteous maiden, the place where you are from, the place where you are from. Oh, is it France or Florence, or the holy lands of Rome? And all the birds did sing their praise of mine and me. Oh, the place that I do come from, 'tis neither France nor Rome, 'tis neither France nor Rome. And the rich city they call Florence, I do not call my home. And all the birds did sing their praise of mine and me. I've wandered through the mountains since you were but a boy, since you were but a boy. And I've danced beneath the moonlight before Homer sang of Troy, and all the birds did sing their praise of mine and me. I've dined with Cleopatra, she told me of her pain, she told me of her pain. 'Neath the golden silken banners, I sang for Charlemagne, and all the birds did sing their praise of mine and me. For only birds can tell the sagas of the she.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Pearson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy Keltfather. Subscribe to your favorite podcatcher through our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.